février 2010.
Niger's coup leaders say they will retain power over the country's newly appointed prime minister until a new constitution is adopted and elections are held. But they set no date for the polls. The military ousted President Mamadou Tandja last Thursday in the midst of a political crisis that began last year. Howard University political science professor Abdul Karim Bangoura.
In the ideal situation, military should stay in the barracks, civilians should rule. But when a dictator is so powerful, controls all the means of violence, the means of compulsion, what other alternative is there? The
Professor Bangoura says Mr. Tandja committed many offenses, but one in particular.
This is a man that also, as you pointed, has suspended the constitution. He's the constitutional court ruled against his move. He decided to ignore the constitutional court and then put it into referendum in a very suspicious and very questionable referendum election where we knew it was rigged.
U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs, Joni Carson, says no coup is a good coup, but democracy in Niger remains possible.
We encourage the military junta that is now in power to live up to what they say they stand for. If they are indeed there to restore democracy, they should do so quickly and expeditiously.
African diplomats met in Niger's capital, Niamey, last Sunday and expressed optimism that coup leaders will return the nation to civilian rule. Mohamed Ibn Chambers is the head of the Economic Community of West African States.
They have assured us there will be an opening for everyone here in Niger for an inter-Nigerian dialogue with all the political forces.
Niger is one of the poorest countries in the world, even though it is rich in uranium deposits. It gained independence from France in the 1960s, but has been plagued by coups. Since then, Mr. Tandja won the first of his two terms in office in 1999 following a coup. Seni Umaru is the head of Mr. Tandja's former ruling party.
We vigorously condemn the military coup of February 18, 2010. And hold responsible these actors as we risk to lose control and deteriorate the political, social, and economical situation of our country.
But there is support in Niger for the coup leaders.
It's a great relief. They have saved the people of Niger.
Our house is dirty. We should sweep it clean first. So we need to give the military a little bit of time.
Howard University professor Bangoura says outside powers are partly to blame for Niger's problems.
As long as France, which is the major power in Niger, was getting its uranium, because it's heavily dependent on the uranium from Niger, and now, of course, China also for its nuclear plants, they are all dependent on the uranium. They were in no hurry to slap the wrist of Tandja.
The coup in Niger follows recent political turmoil in other parts of West Africa, in Guinea-Bissau and Conakry, Ivory Coast, and Nigeria, prompting fears for the whole region. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.